Africa's Business, the podcast of the German African Business Association, Afrika Verein. We debate on a regular basis with experts from all kinds of disciplines, the position of German businesses in Africa, geopolitical developments, and market opportunities on our neighboring continent.
Welcome, everyone, to our next episode of Africa's Business. Today, we are talking about 90 years German African Business Association. Yes, this year we are celebrating the 19th anniversary. We will look back critically, but we will also take a look forward. My name is Ulf-Peter Nötzl, and I'm a senior policy advisor to the German African Business Association, or in German, or shorter, just Afrika Verein. And with me are two speakers. We have Mrs. Sabine Dalomo. She is the Chief Executive Officer and a board member of Siemens South Africa. She brings in more than 20 years of experience in Africa, and she has been the association's president since 2022. Sabine, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ulf-Peter. Nice to be here. And I'm looking forward.
And we do also have His Excellency Igor César. He has been ambassador of the Republic of Rwanda to Germany since 2015. Currently, he represents as Dean the group of the African ambassadors in Germany. In his speech at our recent 19th anniversary reception, he mentioned that he had been an ambassador in Germany for 9 years, making him 10 times younger than the Afrika Verein. Excellency, it's so good to have such a young speaker with us. Welcome.
I'm very delighted to be with you today.
Well, now let's get started. We reached out to a founding member, the trading house C. Wehrmann in Hamburg, which is one of the oldest German trading companies dealing with Africa. We asked them about the German-African economic partnership then and now, and how they have perceived our work. Listen to what Rasmus Wehrmann, managing partner, has actually to say.
A trade association, which is run and financed by its member companies, is always a reflection of the respective economy, which is focal points and approaches. And from my perspective, this also applies for the Afrika Verein, which this year celebrates its 90th birthday. Before the Second World War, from my knowledge, it was pretty much trade flow coming from Africa to Europe to Germany. And that's changed after the Second World War. And starting from humble beginnings, they grow from the transportation of goods from Germany to Africa rise. And Germany was the workbench of the world. You found a lot of simple products, relatively simple products, hand tools, hardware, household products, which were then also shipped to the African continent. And during the last couple of decades, that already changed. And now we are in a more sophisticated collaboration. Not anymore a lot of products coming from Germany, but when products are coming from Germany, it's highly sophisticated products. It's products connected with services, with engineering. And I think this is a path which we will see for quite a while now. Germany can offer something, can contribute something towards the economies in African countries, but that does not imply that everything comes from Germany. It's only a small bit which can be implemented from here to the benefit of the economies in Africa.
So economic ties, as we just heard, have changed over the decades quite a bit. Sabine, what are your comments on Rasmus Wehrmann's statements and what major milestones come to your mind?
Well, first of all, I find it impressive to still have a member, which was of the regional founding group of companies, being represented in the Business Association. But, you know, when we talk about the German African Business Association, we'll need always to think about that we have to be also aware of our history. And I do believe the Afrika Verein, as we call them in German, is very much aware of the responsibility we have, specifically with regards to the historical context. Because the year when we was found, 1934, was definitely a time where a hard, difficult period for Germany was breaking apart. And, you know, countries have been implicated, and specifically on the African continent, have been subject to colonialism and national socialism, but also the effects of was that African countries have been devastated by it. And so as we look forward 90 years ahead, we see, unfortunately, some of these tendencies coming up. And I do would like to state that for the German African Business Association, we distance ourselves from nationalism, xenophobia, racism, and anything they like. These are not partners or connections which we want to endure in any way or form. We want to foster international understanding between the nation, and our commitments by our member companies is to bring Germany to the nations of Africa and vice versa. But let's look at some of the milestones we have had over our 90 years of existence, which are quite remarkable. Straight from the 50s, we started to engage in business roundtables. We had delegation trips at that time to Rhodesia, now known as Zimbabwe. We had the Liberian president, William B. Tubman, in Germany in 1956. And we started really with what makes the Afrika Verein so unique, the relationship between Germany and the African countries and partners on the African continent. Even in the 60s, we had companies of more than 25 countries in Germany visiting our events, but also the Africa Association had been founding member of the European Business Council, which is important because that's largely something which is still in existence right now. In 1978, and I think that's the start of something which we have successfully continued, we have been participating actively in a business trip by, at that time, Federal Chancellor Helmut Schmidt to Nigeria and Zambia. And since then, we have been participating in many of these events. And maybe a few highlights which are important for us. One is that we had an Africa Forum in the year 2000 hosted in Berlin with more than 700 participants, German participants, and from heads from five African countries. And in 2006, we hosted our first energy forum. We just had 2 weeks ago the 17th Energy Forum hosted in Hamburg, and really looking at what kind of solutions do we have to find together in order to combat still access to electricity for many people on the African continent. In 2008, we opened our Berlin office, which becomes more important to us as politics are central also to our activities. And in 2018, which I believe is something fantastic, we became the organizer of the G20 summit, Compact with Africa, initiated by Angela Merkel at the time to really endure the relationship between African countries and the G20 countries and make it a mandatory benefit to be part of that community and seeing really the benefit coming out of the partnership with Germany. And now, the Africa Association is a professional organized business association with more than 500 members and international media coverage, but also ending up with more than 100 high-ranking business events annually.
Thanks, Sabine. This was a very comprehensive summary of the history of the Afrika Verein. Moving over to His Excellency, César, you have been working with the Afrika Verein for a long period of time, and especially as Dean of the Group of African Ambassadors. We would be really interested to hear from you how you see Afrika Verein's work and how is it actually perceived by the African partners when it comes to the cooperation between the continent and Germany.
First, I'm glad that my predecessor speaker just gave a brief history on Africa Verein's work from its beginning, 90 years ago till to now, going from a history that started as a gateway to colonization and coming to today's form of partnership that fosters actually a way of the continent and the German businesses getting together, but not only viewing the continent as a place of raw material. I would say, you know, as we reflect, it's clear for me that this partnership remains relevant today as ever. Africa Verein serves as a conduit to fostering dialogue, facilitating cooperation, and forging lasting connections between Africa and German businesses. On a personal note, I would like to express also my appreciation of witnessing the evolution of the Africa Verein in always getting closer to cater to the demand of the continent, as I said before, and to expand the experience of the German Africa business community with the rest of the continent. Now expanding, not just using the old experience of where German businesses were in, but using this old experience actually to be able to enter beyond the usual market or the usual business environment. I can surely talk about VW, Siemens, that were mainly based in South Africa and have branched out within now the rest of the continent. I would like also to mention the contribution in changing the cooperation culture from aid actually to sustainable business development through bringing the private sector into the development cooperation model, something that is now mostly talked also on the level of our bilateral relationship with Germany, the cooperation having more and more not an aid tone, but a cooperation where we are talking about mutual benefit. Also, I would like to highlight that the continental perspective is more and more reflected within also the structure of the Africa Verein and other German businesses and institutions. So these elements is what gives us a bit hope, you know, that the understanding of the political environment here towards how to interact with the continent with a view of mutual benefit, with a view of mutual development, is a culture that needs to continue to be fostered and nurtured, especially in the administrative sector. So when you look at the cooperation today, we talk about compact with Africa. We're not talking compact for Africa. We are talking Marshall Plan with Africa. So we are starting to use the word with and not for. We see it also in the businesses. When we're talking about mutual benefit, it's not for. Is working with the continent on that transformational journey that the continent has put itself to work. So we have to continue to work on that path and not losing the sight of the ambition that the continent has and what German businesses actually can harness from that ambition. There's no reason why the ambition of Africa is not an opportunity also for German businesses.
Okay, that was a very good statement, actually moving us into the present. And for that purpose, we reached out to Martina Biene, who is the chairperson and managing director of Volkswagen AG in South Africa. Volkswagen actually invests more than 200 million in a new product in South Africa. And so the company apparently has plans to expand. So we ask her, how do you see the work of the German African Business Association today representing a company that is continue to grow on the continent? So that is what she said.
The expertise of the Afrika Verein is for me very, very relevant in today's time. We are expanding in Africa. One of the relevant factors for me is the great network Afrika Verein provides. So first of all, amongst our 500, probably I'm not that connected to all 500, but to many of our members, because we are more or less in the same boat. There's many of us seeking to do business in Africa. And many of us are doing already business in Africa, so it provides a great network. On top of that, I really appreciate the political expertise and specifically the connection of Afrika Verein within the German policy circles, if I can call it like that. There's a lot of work to be done to kind of work on the perception of Africa, present Africa as a viable business destination, as a thriving business destination. And I think Afrika Verein is doing great work there. And thirdly, also like bringing businesses from Europe, from Germany to Africa when the country travel happens, or also on the, let's say, Nigerian African Business Forum, German Business Forum. That's for me highly relevant. We are, as an automotive manufacturer, not that much looking only into importing vehicles to Africa or exporting from Germany or Europe to Africa, but really looking into localizing products, and that we can't do alone as one manufacturer, but we are always kind of coming with our suppliers. That's what makes Afrika Verein special, that they bring together that entire expertise of many industries.
Your Excellency, you mentioned it yourself that African countries do focus on enhancing more intra-African trade and, of course, local value creation. So I assume that you fully agree with Martina Biene's statement, don't you?
I do indeed. I fully agree that we haven't optimized or utilized in its fullest potential what Africa has to offer. But with the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement in the works, with regional entities that exist already, there is, as they just said, in terms of the network, the building of those networks of capacity, there is possibilities now for industries to expand and localize also their production using those networks of production to achieve, to respond actually to the more growing continental market. And so these opportunities are there, and we need to build on them. And Africa Business Association has the potential to bring those businesses. So mainly what is important right now is to push for building that network, but also deepening the economic ties so that we can end up promoting the sustainable development without forgetting to continue also to work on building this human capital that Africa offers.
Yeah, let's stay on this keyword, pushing. So Martina Biene, she mentioned also the political expertise of the Afrika Verein. And Sabine, you mentioned that there is a unique selling point of the Afrika Verein, as you named it at the evening reception in Hamburg on the 14th of May. So what exactly did you mean when you referred to a unique selling point of Afrika Verein?
Yeah, look, I mean, I mentioned already the vast number of members we have is more than 500 members. We are the biggest association taking care of the African continent in Europe. And what that gives us, and Martina already mentioned it in her contribution, is the cross-business understanding within the Afrika Verein, because it is the contact we have to, well, government associations, but also to the embassies and the relationships we keep between business and government. Give you one example. One is, for instance, the Compact with Africa, which I mentioned we organized since 2018. And we actively facilitated, first of all, to bring many of these parties together while organizing it. But on the other hand, we also helped for German businesses to get political support for topics which are relevant for our members. We could, for instance, improve the guarantee instruments for doing business on the African continent, specifically project related. And without our persistency, it might not have been implemented and got the political motivation. So that's one part. But on the other hand, we also providing services and having these cross-sectorial competence in the Africa Verein through our members, but also through our engaged staff. We are the representative of the German business dealing with the African continent. And we never have really distinguished between small and bigger countries, smaller and bigger companies. We try to give everybody the same attention because community of business interested minds needs all of these competencies in order to be successful.
I think following on, we do have to look into the future as well. So we did, and you mentioned it, we do have small companies as a member. We have larger companies as a member. And for that purpose, looking into the future, we actually reached out to a rather smaller or younger company, let me say, which is Green Tech Capital Partners. They were founded in 2015. And they successfully offer a wide range of services and solutions for impact-driven founders and investors in Africa. We reached out to the co-founder of Green Tech Capital Partners, Thomas Festerling, and we asked him about what he expects from us in the future as a young company. And that is what he is going to tell us.
We joined Africa Verein already in our first year when we were a startup ourselves. Still being small, we got a presentation slot at the large Hamburg Energy Conference. And now, more than 8 years later, we co-organize events with Africa Verein and work hand in hand with many other members. Going forward, we hope the Africa Verein network will further develop, also with innovative startups and more traditional organizations that want to grow in Africa. Especially young entrepreneurs can also benefit from the experience from the older members, while traditional organizations can benefit from innovative and fresh ideas.
So, Sabine, what will be the future topics in Africa, and how can we, the Africa Verein, address them when we see so much change in innovative technologies, not just happening in Europe, but also in Africa?
Yeah, look, one thing Africa plays with in the global setting, so we do need to take into consideration some of the geopolitical dynamics which are unfolding in front of our eyes. But Africa also becomes attractive for other partners which want to be active. And we need to be careful as German business that we don't miss these opportunities. And largely, if you think, for instance, China has discovered the African market for a while and puts significant investment forward, specifically on large-scale investment into projects. But I think specifically when we want to develop these kind of solutions for the African continent, one part is absolutely vital. We have a very young and vibrant population on the African continent, which is digitally savvy. And we would have the possibility to really support the digital transformation for a better industrialization on the African continent. And that embedded specifically with renewable energy sources, with new technologies like, for instance, hydrogen, can make a green industrialization on the continent. Because when you just think like supply chain legislations and, for instance, looking at, you know, CO2 emission in a production process, Africa provides ample opportunity because we haven't committed ourselves to carbon fuel in order to get our industrialization going. And hence, it's a unique opportunity combined with the young population, which is easily receptive to education and training to make them skilled worker and laborer for an industrial transition. But I just want to look at one aspect which we need to look at as the Africa Association, and which we are going to support on behalf of our members. And that's a stronger collaboration between business development, but also development cooperation in the context of support for hardship scenarios, really helping countries to stabilize themselves out of their own ambition and their own ability. And so we're very excited because between Germany and Africa, two things come together. Germany needs qualified resources, needs to look where do we get resources for our energy transition. And Africa offers young and energetic people which want to work. And we have all the major resources required for a green transition. So lots of positive outlook for the future.
Well, Ambassador, this was a very strong statement from Sabine. Now, let's do a reality check. So what is the expectation of you and your colleagues in the diplomatic corps when it comes to the work of the Africa Verein and the future? What are your recommendations?
First, I do agree that there is a lot that is being done as we speak in fostering businesses to interact in the continent and here in Germany. There is already things that have been done. We are talking about also a political environment more and more in Germany that talks about Africa as a place of opportunity. So now when we talk about the Africa ambition, as I said from the very beginning, it is important that the Africa Association focuses on going in line with the ambition that the continent has. Because the continent wants to develop, and that development brings opportunity also for the businesses. So this adaptation from seeing the continent only as a resource, but starting to see opportunities in the continent to develop investment, added value. These are the opportunities that we want the Africa Association to see. For instance, when we talk about the intracontinental trade, enhance local production capacity, these are the opportunities for collaboration and partnership. It is imperative that we work together also to build an enabling environment for business growth and investment, facilitating the flow of capital, knowledge, and expertise across borders. The challenge on the continent is still the infrastructure and energy also, as in the transitional phase of our transformational path. So that also is a good opportunity to look into. So the future of German-African business cooperation, I see it's bright as we confront global challenges such as climate change, digital transformation, economic inequality. Our partnership will be instrumental in driving solution and shaping a more prosperous and resilient world for generations to come. But that said, I would like to reaffirm our commitment, you know, to building a future of shared prosperity, mutual respect, and collaboration between Germany and Africa, so we can harness the power of innovation, unleash the potential of our youth, and unlock new opportunities for growth and development across Germany.
Ambassador, it has become tradition that the podcast will end with two questions which are a little bit provocative. You mentioned at our reception in Hamburg that the days are over where Africa is simply a recipient of aid, and that we need to embrace private sector innovation. So my provocative question to you is, do we need an entirely new perspective from German politics and business when it comes to Africa?
We don't need a revolution. When we say we are going to do business with Africa, and not anymore as we are coming to aid Africa. If you do business with us, you should do business with us for all of us, meaning you are benefiting, we are benefiting. So the time of seeing Africa just as a neutral partner is not anymore there. So the change, and we are seeing it, because we are seeing it in words, but now it's the change that we see, want to see indeed. So we are offering the opportunity of come do business with us, for all of us.
I'm happy to hear that. I really have to say that you are seeing us moving into the right direction. Sabine, and now the question for you. Africa Verein is not working in isolation. So we have competition, of course, from consulting companies, sector associations, ministerial structures. Now the question to you, are regional associations like the Africa Verein somehow outdated?
Well, I don't think so, because first of all, you know, competition is a good thing. If you don't have competition, you become complacent, and competition helps you also to keep, you know, innovating yourself with the offerings you are providing. And in this case, for our member companies, and directed also by the interest of our member companies, because they are valuable asset in order to shape the look and feel of the German Africa Association. And we have shown over the last 90 years that we are very capable to promote Africa within the German society, but also specifically on the political arena, and helping through our engagement to navigate narrow business interests, like by plain consulting companies, towards collective action between the countries, the business of the German Africa Association, and the political players in Germany. So hence, I do believe there is quite a bit of opportunity for us going forward. And as I mentioned before, Africa has lots to offer. There are many opportunities for all of us. And our mission in the German Africa Association is together successful in Africa. And we believe we can do at least another 90 years.
Wonderful. And I couldn't conclude better. So we are coming to an end of this podcast now. And I really would like to extend my sincere thank you to Sabine Dalomo and to the Ambassador Cesar for the valuable input and thoughts you have shared with the listeners, with myself. Really, really much appreciated. Sabine, would you like to address anything finally?
Well, it was a great honor to be part of the podcast, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you so much.
And Your Excellency.
It was a pleasure, like usual, to be able to talk about the continent, and looking forward for the next opportunity.
To me, it looks like that we have a bright future after what we just heard from you. And Africa Verein certainly remains committed to this great continent, to business, and of course, even beyond. So if you are not already a member, why not join us now? Or as we say, together, successful in Africa. I also would like to use this opportunity to highlight a few upcoming events of the German African Business Association. We start in June with the 9th German African Healthcare Forum, which will take place in Frankfurt, followed by the 11th German Nigerian Business Forum in Lagos, Nigeria. And last but not least, we do again have in Frankfurt on the 6th of November the Africa Trade and Investment Meets Managing Risk Conference, which I highly recommend to join. We will be back after the summer break. Thanks for listening. Stay connected, stay well, and so long for now.
Thank you for visiting Africa's Business. If you have questions, remarks, or recommendations, we are available under info@africaverein.de or on social media. For further information, please refer to www.africaverein.de or join the Africa's Business family with a subscription on one of the common podcast media. Looking forward to speaking to you soon.